So I'm an urban explorer, one of my many hobbies that I do. And what that is someone that goes through abandoned buildings for fun. It's a really cool hobby. If you haven't done it yet, give it a try. There are plenty of buildings here in Baltimore for you to walk into. So I'm going to take you guys back to about 2011. I was out one day with some friends, and we're like, you know what? We're really bored tonight. So let's go to this abandoned children's asylum. And a children's asylum is where you send kids when they had ADHD back in the day. If you had no idea what was wrong with the kid, you set them off. That's what you did. Now, this place isn't just any children's asylum. It's one for the District of Columbia. So all the kids from D.C. would come up there to Prince George's County. And we knew that this place had a really interesting history, that a lot of the graves had gone missing from that were near the river. No one ever really knew where they went. We had searched the whole property looking for them, still never found them. So this night, we decided to walk into the basement, me and my group of Scooby-Doo Detective Agency. And as we're walking down, we look, like, we see the morgue in the distance. We're like, all right, cool. So far, so good. All of a sudden, we hear right above us. We're in the middle of nowhere. And that sounded like a human running above us. We're like, oh, shit, what is that? So our friend, Dan, goes upstairs, looks around, sees nothing. We come back downstairs, start walking towards the morgue. We look over to the left, and there's a door we've never seen before. But it's a door that's barricaded by a bunch of gurneys and other medical equipment. All right, so what do? Especially when you're the black guy in a horror movie, you move everything out of the way. So here we are, removing stuff, all this heavy equipment. Once again, we hear the footsteps right above us. Now two of us go upstairs to check it out. Still nothing. No one in sight. Nothing. Really weird. After we start moving everything, we open the door, and we look inside, and we see mounds. Not just any mounds, but mounds that happen to have weird crosses on top of them. I'm not shitting you on this. So we're like, all right, what do we do here? Again, like any good black guy in a movie, you go over there, and you start moving the dirt out of the way. So as I'm digging, which is something I do now in my normal life, I unearth like this black bag. And it's not just like any plastic bag, it's like a tarp. And that's when I said, you know, guys, we probably should stop this. And they're like, no, keep going. I'm like, no, I'm going to step outside. I've seen this before. Let me get out of here. So I walk out of the room. And then I hear a yelp. And then the rest of them come out. I'm like, what happened? Like, we saw something. We just got to get out of here. I was like, all right, cool. So I am the first person to lead the expedition out of this building because I want to get the fuck out of there as quickly as possible. So as I'm walking out, we're like, all right, we don't know what happened. We don't know what those are. We did take pictures of it, and I do have those photos. And when we leave, we get back to home the next day, I file a police report. And I say, hey, look, we found something here. We think you should investigate it. Anne Arundel County Police, which is now where this place is, goes out there. I see a news article a couple of days later, and they had cadaver dogs out there. The cadaver dogs walked the whole facility, didn't find anything. So we said, all right, cool, it must be safe to go back. Well, we go back. I mean, that's what you do, right? You're like, hey, police have been good. They've been here. It's been checked out. 5-0 says it's okay. We can go in there. And we go inside, go back down to the basement. The room's still there. All the mounds are gone. No one knows what happened to that. Thank you.